Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tessa Wandamagnew. Today, I want to talk to you about a man that composed genius-level music, graduated from a prestigious music school, taught at a respected university, and died alone in a hospital in Buffalo. Julius Eastman's personal philosophy was to be what I am to the fullest. Black to the fullest, a musician to the fullest, and a homosexual to the fullest. He rose to prominence in the New York City music community as a pianist and composer, and his debut recital was mostly his own music. He also had a beautiful baritone voice. It wouldn't have been unusual to see him with Pierre Boulez and the New York Philharmonic at Lincoln Center. The canon of American contemporary music isn't complete without Julius Eastman's compositions. Eastman's music is brilliant, mischievous, sometimes irreverent, and frequently challenging. Music he wrote in the 1970s is considered his most thought-provoking, with titles like Crazy, Dirty, and Evil, followed by the worst slur for a black person you can use. By leaning into stereotypes and slurs, he forces the listener to engage with questions of racism and homophobia head-on. At the same time Eastman was unleashing his unapologetic music to the world, his personal life began to spiral. His behavior became erratic and more unpredictable. Some critics believed Eastman's music was an important contribution to minimalist sounds of the time and that he could also see the future of minimalism. It's impossible to know just how much music Eastman wrote, since most of it was literally thrown into the street when he was evicted from his East Village apartment. After living in homeless shelters and drifting for some time, Eastman died alone in a Buffalo hospital. Cardiac arrest was given as the cause of death. 8 months later, on January 22, 1991, his death was finally announced in the Village Voice. There is a renewed interest in his prophetic music today because Julius Eastman's views, his music, and its role in social justice have proven to be even more relevant. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. Thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistance from Julie Allmacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. I'm Tesfa. You can hear more on yourclassical.org.